Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Once again, it's time to fire up the rig, jump up into the cab, and head on down that musical road we call the Jukebox Highway. Hello there, folks. This is John Agnes, your host here on the Jukebox Highway Show. We're coming to you from Dunedin, New Zealand, down in the South Island of New Zealand on OAR, Otago Access Radio, right here in Dunedin. And we play songs that you don't normally hear on mainstream media. You probably won't even hear most of them on your Spotify or your Pandora streams. But we like to dig up stuff that you might want to hear. Some of it you have heard, and some you haven't, probably. This week, we've got a couple of sets of truck driving songs for you. So we're going to kick it off with probably one you have heard, maybe the granddaddy of truck driving songs. Here's Dave Dudley with 6 Days on the Road.
Out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. As the speed's on ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. Past a Jimmy in a white, I've been out passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and the logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. As a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. Hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Mama said that he sent you all of his love from Frisco Bay. And I didn't understand until I was grown when my daddy didn't spend some time at home. Instead of running around the country that away. Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield. I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. I'm down around Dallas and rolled on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see will burn off this rig by the likes of me. They'll ride along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke. Try to beat this pace I'm setting the time they can. Oh, I'm looking at the world.
in Atlanta, GA. I'm down around Dawson Road on South and A. Well, I pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain out of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, swing north and run for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield. Why doesn't it fly by me on the right? I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Memphis tonight. I'm down around Dawson Road on South tonight. Yeah, I'm down around Dawson Road on South tonight.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. I guess I drove not all of them, because for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. It would be kind of hard for me to settle down and not to be on the go. Why, I remember the first truck I drove, I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home. My little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow. And he wasn't quite old enough to say too many words, so he just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's why I named the old truck Giddy Up, Go. Things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. After about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's been me and Giddy Up Go. I made a lot of friends at all the truck stops, and some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name, because I told about all of them that I named it after a little boy of mine. And now his first words was about the truck. He always said, "Giddy Up Go." Today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black as coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat and my eyes watered like I had a cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy Up Go." Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him until the next truck stop where he pulled up. I waited till he went in, and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, he got to talking, and I said, "How did you come by that name on your truck, Giddy Up Go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost my mom when I was just 16, and I lost all track of my pop. Mom said he got the name for me." I shook his hand and told him that I had something I wanted him to see. I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy Up Go." Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back out on old 66. And he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road and me staring at a little sign that reads, "Giddy Up, Go."
My way. You break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm at work. working for the state, I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I have all night just to keep in law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack, cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
And there you had a set of basically classic, iconic truck driving songs. Of course, that last one was Red Sovine with Big Joe and Phantom 309. Before that, it was Red Simpson with his version of The Highway Patrol. And that was covered later, a minor hit for Junior Brown. Before that, it was Ferlin Husky with Giddy Up Go. And then before Ferlin Husky, we had Del Reeves with his classic Looking at the World Through a Windshield. And then to start the set and to start the show, it was 6 Days on the Road, of course, by Dave Dudley. I'd like to let you know again that we post the playlist on our Facebook page, so look up The Jukebox Highway on Facebook, and you'll see that I post the playlist each week, a day or two before the show. And if you go on there now, you'll see that we just played Phantom 309 by Red Sovine. The next one coming up is Charlie Moore doing his version of Truck Driver's Queen.
From Carolina to Alabama, on down that Georgia line, I've seen lots of pretty girls, but there's none as sweet as mine. As I put the miles behind me, with the headlights burning bright, gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I've been coming home tonight. I ain't got time to shoot the pinball, or to get the red or blues, gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I'm coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen, with big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen. Ever seen, gotta keep these big wheels rolling to my truck driver's queen. I ain't got time to shoot the pinball, or to get the red or blues, gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I'm coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen, with big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen.
Time we can meet. Brother, get a pile of pine. Jones by the railroad, and John Henry with a hammer in his hand. Little Joe's gone to where all good doggies go. So lay me down a truck driving man beside a truck stop along the highway, with a cup of coffee and a Detour sign and 18 wheels for a bouquet, and my CB calling breaker, Big Teddy's on the line. Yeah, boys, ride off into the sunset. Poets fade away with pen in hand. And presidents are greatly laid to rest. But just lay me down a truck driving man beside a truck stop along the highway, with a cup of coffee and a Detour sign and 18 wheels for a bouquet, and my city calling breaker, Big Teddy's on the line.
I've been running the rig up and down these highways and interstates for a lot of years, through rainstorms, snowstorms, flat tires, and jammed up gears. I know somebody's been watching over me all this time, and every night when I talk to him, I thank you for treating me so kind. And when that roll is called up yonder, and it's my time to go, I won't be too hard to find.
Beside the truck stop along the highway, with a cup of coffee and a Detour sign and 18 wheels for a bouquet, and my CB calling breaker, Big Teddy's on the line. My CB calling breaker, Big Teddy's on the line.
Breaker, breaker, Big Teddy back here on the CB. Come on, come on.
Dear God, way up in heaven, won't you over Daddy on the highway and bring him home to Mom and me.
This truck driver was making plans one night to start out on his jog, a long trip. He's a-sitting there talking with his wife, planning for the future, hoping for all the joys and the good things that life could bring. But not 1 minute did Daddy forget about his precious little boy. He'd already gone to bed. So when the time come for Daddy to start down the road, he told Mama, he said, "Well, I believe I'll go in and kiss little Billy Joe goodbye before I leave, as I always do." Thinking that he'd be asleep, he tiptoed in there and opened the door. And this is what he saw. Little Billy Joe was down the side of his bed on his knees. He hadn't forgot that Daddy had to leave tonight to go to work either. He knew he was going to drive that big red truck that he'd seen so many times. And this is the prayer that he heard little Billy Joe say. Dear God, way up in heaven, won't you hear my humble plea? Watch over Daddy on the highway and bring him home to Mom and me. The little boy went on. He said, "Dear Lord, I know that the road out there where Daddy travels is dangerous. It's rough. But you know, as small as I am, I know too that my Daddy can do his stuff. I guess, Lord, without Daddy, that me and Mommy just about have to steal. So please, God, watch over Daddy while he steers that big wheel." Daddy stood there for a minute. His eyes was wet and misty. Then he turned away from the room. But little then did he know that a wreck that very night would take his life. But in heaven, I believe he knew too that someday he'd meet his darling little Billy Joe.
And we can only believe that, of course, he met his darling Billy Joe eventually. And, of course, that was the Stanley brothers with Ralph and Carter Stanley. Carter telling the story of the wreck and all that stuff. And that was called The Prayer of a Truck Driver's Son. And before that, we had Charlie Craig with Lay Me Down, a Truck Driving Man. And then before that, of course, it was Ian and Sylvia from their wonderful album, The Great Speckled Bird. They did a song of Sylvia's called Trucker's Cafe. And then before that, The Byrds, around the same area, the end of the 60s, around 69, 70 or so. Truck Stop Girl with Clarence White singing a rare lead on that and playing that string bender telly that was brand new back then. And then to start the set, it was Charlie Moore doing his version of The Truck Driver's Queen. So there you have another set of classic truck driving songs. We hope you'll stop by our Facebook page and drop us a note. Let us know where in the world you are. We get notes from people from all over the place, and it's really, really nice to hear from folks. So we're going to do a set here of songwriters. We'll start out with a young lady I met last year. She's just a tremendous songwriter and singer. Her name's Cora Feeder, and you'll probably hear about her at some point, folks. If you get a chance to see her, she travels around and plays all the time. Cora Feeder, and she's going to do a song of hers called He Wants to Live Forever. A fine song. Here's Cora Feeder.
He said, "I'll never know your biography." I said I could tell you right now. I said I'm gonna change the whole damn world. And he said, "Sounds good, but how?" He said, "I'll never know your children." I said, "I'll introduce you right now. They're laughing and sailing your favorite boats." And he he said, I wish I could teach them how. He wants to live forever, not to be some Superman, just to watch his children grow older and see the sunset on the water again. I know I'm not immortal, and if I was, it wouldn't be fair. But I long to see what you're going to see, someone, somehow, somewhere. 'Cause there are recipes I've yet to master, there are melodies I've yet to learn, there are scientific studies I've not yet read, and I'd just like a longer turn. He wants to live forever, not to be some Superman, just to watch his children grow older and see the sunset on the water again. We've all got to go. There is so much wind yet to blow. Oh, 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 I wish you could know my biography, and I wish I had a lifetime with you to spend, and I wish time's dimensions were a little tweakable, but mostly I'm just happy to know you, my friend. And you'll be the bird at my window, you'll be the laughter in my house, you'll be the story that never gets old, but more importantly, you're here right now. He wants to live forever, not to be some champion, just to watch his children grow older and see the sunset on the water again. Just to watch his children grow old and see the sunset on the water again.
Well, I'm on the highway and I'm gone again. Got a lonesome feeling about it anyway. Come one bright morning, Lord, I'm gonna fly away. Or maybe wind up sideways, yodel day E.T. It's a little red rooster, and it's a little red hen, and it's a little red hen too. About the state I'm in, state your name and number, say the tears you're grieving. Well, adios, I'm leaving, a yodel day E.T. Sorrow in the dark of the night, about the time that the arrow split the left and the right, the wrong time for sunshine, the high times above you. Oh Lord, anytime I'd love you, yo, yo, thank you. to the country where the cattle grow. And this herd's a hay field. Oh, everywhere you go, I got to see her just one time in an apple blossom autumn. Barrel top over bottom, yodel day teal. Well, I'm on the highway and I'm gone again. Got a lonesome feeling about it anyway. Come one bright morning, Lord, I'm gonna fly away. Or maybe wind up sideways, a yodel day tea. City lights, they're all wonderful to begin. But the glory falls out of your stories when you're the only
want to tell them to. Some will love you, some will want you, some will weep beyond into. But we are leaves in the wind, and we will never meet again. Roundabouts and nights with some.
Nobody knows my name.
with Ryder singing, and his songs are all the same. I can laugh and I can cry and I can feel the pain. Good Earth Rider singing what his two good eyes can see. That across the hills from Placerville the wind sure can feel free. In the stinking concrete cities, oh, I never do feel clean. The air is dirt and the ladies' skirts are enough to make me mean. Good Earth Riders, look around and I think that you'll agree that across the hill from Placerville the wind sure can feel free. Earth Rider singing, and his songs are all too clear. I'm alone, love me please, does anybody hear? Good Earth Rider's all the same, looking to be free. And across the hill from Placerville, the wind sure calls to me. Yeah, across the hill from Placerville, the wind sure can't feel free.
And from his album Willard, which is probably my favorite album of his, that was John Stewart, the late John Stewart, with his song called Earth Rider. Before that, Clint Alfin, who I met last year, a fine, fine singer and songwriter. I think Clint's from Nashville. And again, he's one of those who are traveling around playing his songs. If you get a chance to see Clint Alfin, take it. Because you won't be disappointed. Clint Alfin doing his song, Nobody Knows My Name. Before that, it was my pals Liv and Graham from a band called Into the East from right here in New Zealand. And they did a song called Planes and Trains. Before that, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and an old-timey group that did a song of theirs called Blue Ridge Mountain. And then before them, it was Clay Parker, who did his song, On the Highway. And then to start the set, of course, the great Cora Feeder doing He Wants to Live Forever. And that brings us to a close here for this week's show on the Jukebox Highway, folks. Really do appreciate you dropping a note to us every once in a while and listening to the show. Go to oar.org.nz or NZ. And you can download podcasts, past shows, and you can listen live on Sundays in New Zealand. That's Saturday night in America, and maybe Saturday, Sunday morning, kind of in the middle of the night in the UK and Europe. But not to worry, you can listen to it anytime. You can save it and listen to it in the car or whatever you want to do. oar.org.nz or NZ. And now we're going to take this out. We usually take it out with an instrumental. And so I'm going to feature my old pal, Terry Buffalo Ware, a fine, fine guitar player who's played with pretty much everybody in the world, I think. Buffalo is just a fine, fine Mr. Tonemeister old Fender guitars and old Gibson guitars and amps and all that stuff. Anyway, he's really into reverb and surf sound and stuff. He's from Norman, Oklahoma. And he's going to do a tune of his off of his new album. His album's called Into the Dwell, and this is called Squirrel Patrol. So here's Terry Buffalo Ware. And until next week, this is John Eganis saying adios. We'll see you on down the road.
FM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.